don't know about you, but every time I hear someone talking about habit tracking, I do get that feeling of, oh gosh, that sounds like hard work. That sounds like having to do homework that you don't really want to do. But I've just been trying to mend. I've had a year, basically, of tiny injuries. And my latest one that I'm finally mending, they're all interconnected, is my runner's knee. And what I've been finding is that if I do short runs of about 200 meters, that my knee will tighten up and it will start to hurt. And so my coach and I have been working on build up of 200 meters with a break in between, doing more of 200 meters, and then we move up to 300 and then to 400. And yesterday I did a workout where I did 7 400-meter runs and my knee experienced no pain. Progress, right? I felt amazing. But here's the rub. I wrote down what I did and when I did it, and I was able to track those meters. Recently, in other parts of my life, at the end of the day, I've just been jotting down, what did I eat today? And just by jotting it down, I've been making progress on some of my goals. I started to notice that there are certain times of the month where I maybe am a bit more emotional than at other times of the month. So I started to track that down as well, just noting it down, not habit tracking as such, but just at the end of a day, writing in a journal, this is what's happened today. And there have been points in the last couple of weeks where I thought, is everything progressing purely because I've written it down? The thing is, and this is what I think is happening, by writing it down at the end of the day, what I actually feel like I'm doing is caring for myself. It's like at the end of the day, I just give myself a little bit of a hug. This is what today was like. And in that little journal prompt or journal moment where I go, right, I've eaten this today, I've done this workout today, and I did it in this way, I've also been writing down, this is what's gone well today. This is what I'm really pleased with. And all of it together is like this giant hug, this real swell of love. And what I've learned is that when you make note, you can take note. So today, if you are feeling like you are trying to do certain things and not making any progress, it's time to start making notes. Your brain cannot be expected to remember everything that you've done in a day. It's not built that way. It's meant to forget things, right? So when you make note, it means you can take note and you can start moving forward. It's all about building that self-awareness in this process. I've certainly really enjoyed it. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. My name's Kate Cocker. Make sure you're tuning in to Positivity Island today at 9 a.m. Eastern American Time. We'll be on back channel, and all you have to do is ask your Amazon Echo Show to open back channel. That's open back channel, or head to backchannel.tv and you'll be able to find out all about it there, or just find us in the Facebook group. Come and say hi. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity. In the meantime, have a great day. You have 100% got this.